What makes an NHL player infamous enough to be loved and hated at the same time? Meet Claude Lemieux, the king of controversial hits and Stanley Cup glory.
All right, let's get into it. Hey, it's Vixie Steele, and yeah, no, I'm feeling feisty today. Buckle up, folks. Claude Percy Lemieux, born in Buckingham, Quebec, grew up in Mont-Laurier. 6'1", around 2'15", and built like a bloody battering ram with a goal scorer's timing. He came into the league with Montreal in the mid-80s, got his first ring in 86, and immediately stamped his name on playoff hockey. 10 goals in that rookie cup run. 10. That is how you kick down the door. Listen, to be fair, this is a guy who made his living in the dirty areas. Screens, rebounds, after the whistle scrums, and then the clutch scoring on top. 80 playoff goals overall, 9th. All time, 234 playoff games, 4th most. That is not a cameo career. That is a man who basically rented an apartment inside the postseason.
And the jewellery case.
4 Stanley Cups. Montreal in 86, Devils in 95 and 2000, Avalanche in 96. Back-to-back cups with different teams in 95 and 96, which almost nobody does. He grabs the Conn Smythe in 95 with New Jersey. 13 goals in that run. This is the nightmare opponent. You hate him. You curse him. And then he scores with 9 minutes left and it ends your season. I swear, that was his brand. Career path. Montreal drafts him in 83. He grows into this heavy top six winger who thrived when the ice shrank and the stakes got cruel. Then the trade to New Jersey in 1990. That fit was textbook Devils. Defence first, choke the life out of you, then dagger to the ribs. In 95, he is the playoff MVP. Shortly after, he lands in Colorado. Different vibe. High-powered attack. Forsberg, Sakic, Wah. Lemieux still finds the vein and pumps in timely goals. They win it in 96. He becomes the 10th guy to win cups back-to-back with different teams. Then he boomerangs back to New Jersey and picks up another in 2000. Every room he joined, he brought sandpaper and a goal when you were dying for oxygen. But let's not pretend it was all flowers. The villain reel is long. In 86, during the final, he bites Calgary's Jim Peplinski. Yeah, bites. That stuck to him. Then the hit that detonated a whole era. 1996, Western Final, Game 6. He lines up Detroit's Chris Draper and drives him from behind into the boards. Draper leaves with a concussion, broken jaw, broken nose, broken cheekbone, jaw wired shut, reconstructive surgery. The league gives Lemieux a 2-game suspension. 2. And that lit the fuse for the Avalanche Red Wings blood feud. In March of 97 at Joe Louis Arena, fight night at the Joe, Darren McCarty hunts him down. Chaos everywhere. Even the goalies get silly. It is one of the wildest spectacles the NHL ever sold to the masses. And years later, Lemieux and McCarty do charity gigs together. Unreal arc, right?
Ugh, was that 2-game suspension too lenient?
Hell yeah. Look, mate, I get the era. Mid-90s discipline was softer than overcooked pasta. But if you drive a guy face first into the boards and he leaves with a full facial rebuild and a jaw wired shut, 2 games is a slap. That is a parking ticket. It did not deter anything. It supercharged the rage. It made the revenge story the main event. And if you love the drama, fine. But do not tell me player safety meant anything there.
Arguments for the other side, sure. People say intent is murky. It was fast. It was the playoffs. Everyone was trying to separate man from puck every shift. Yeah, no. He hit a vulnerable number from behind into a wall. Outcomes matter. The injuries were catastrophic. 2 games said to the league, to the players and to the fans, send it, boys. We will manage the fallout later. And later was a bench-clearing opera with score settling as choreography. Entertaining, absolutely. Responsible? Bloody hell no.
Send me your takes. If you think 2 games fit the 90s, tell me why. If you think it should have been 10 or more, I am with you. And if you are still holding a grudge on behalf of Chris Draper, I get that too. For real. Quick detour before my head explode. for my weld and say, "We want to be hit. We want to be hit. We want to be hit. We want to be hit. Notably, I've never talked for Hidmint and the play. We want to be hit. 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 So at the play that we have been any move. We have been any move in this issue which we be a few and head. Finally, it was love to be this brilliant fit in the family, and loss we talk this heart and what the bleng. We've thought before my head so much we do. We really think that we will to change. We really think that we will to change, because we have to find that we have been terrible. We filled its forgiver three and thought because we be as change. We, of course, we feel to different days. We've thought because we will to change. We feel to different days. We feel to different days. We feel to we feel to different days. 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 We want to be hid. 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 So at the play that we have been credible. We want to be hid. 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 We have never along this more. We've not pleased. We want to be 4 and 20 years. We want to be hid. We want to be 4 and 20 years. We want to be hid. 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 We want Behird. 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 Detour before my head explodes. I once crashed a sports event by accident. Long story. Wrong corridor, wrong badge. Suddenly, I am standing rinkside in rental boots and a radio pass, and some overzealous intern waves me forward. I step onto the ice like I am born for it. I am not. My legs go spaghetti. I take two heroic strides and eat the cold. Face first. Crowd gasps, then laughs, then cheers like I did it on purpose. Security slides over, tries not to laugh, lifts me like a sad penguin. And that is when a camera finds me. I do a little wave. I am thinking, this is how my career ends, on a blooper reel. Honestly, being in the wrong place at the wrong time can snowball so fast. No malice, just dumb momentum. Then bang, you are a headline with bruises.
Back to Lemieux. Sometimes it is wrong place, wrong time. And sometimes it is a choice that flips the whole table. His game rode that edge. Agitator, enforcer energy, and a closer's touch. In three different seasons, he scored more goals in the playoffs than he did in the regular season. That is ludicrous clutch. 80 playoff goals is not an accident. Coaches kept trusting him in the heat because chaos cleared space, and he thrived in chaos. I do not have to like every method to respect the results. Respect where it is due. Then again, do not ask me to pretend the dirtiest moments were just boys being boys. I have had it with that nonsense.
Post-playing, he pivoted. President of the ECHL Phoenix Roadrunners for a couple of years. Then agent life. By the end, he is president of Four Sports Hockey, repping serious talent. Timo Meyer, Moritz Seider, Ricard Raquel, Hampus Lindholm. That is not a vanity plate, that is a portfolio. He even did the media entertainment crossover, Pros versus Joes, Battle of the Blades with Shaylin Bourne. He recorded a duet of Hallelujah with Catherine Rose for a routine. I mean, talk about flipping the script. The NHL's villain singing Leonard Cohen while twirling on skates. Unreal. And to be fair, kind of brilliant. He became a US citizen in 2009, lived in Huntington Beach, and years after we all filed his career in the polarizing cabinet, he tried a comeback at 43 with the San Jose Sharks system. Asia League warm-up in China, Worcester in the AHL, then back to the NHL. He even logged an assist. Say what you want, that is stubborn as hell. That is rock and roll grit. And look, the family saga stays wild. His son Brendan made the NHL and played for Switzerland. And yeah, they are the only father and son both punished by the league for biting. What a strange headline to own forever. Before I wrap, this part is heavy. In May 2026, 3 days after carrying the torch in Montreal for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final, Claude Lemieux died by suicide in Lake Park, Florida. 60 years old, found at a furniture store property he owned. The hockey world was stunned. If you are listening and you are struggling, talk to someone today. Check on your mates. No show, no rivalry, no job is worth your life. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we are. So what is the verdict on Claude Lemieux? Playoff legend? Absolutely. agitator who crossed the line, yeah. A guy who could change a series with a goal or with a hit, for better or worse. Hockey is messy, heroes are messy. And when the league shrugs at dirty plays, fans end up cheering carnage. Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed? Raise the standards, protect players, keep the fire, lose the cheap shots. That is what I am talking about. And if you disagree, come at me with facts, not fan fiction. Fuck excuses.
All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful and come back tomorrow for more chaos.